you looking for someone to handle your residential or commercial upholstery project? Look no further. Joe Ellis Upholstery and Ellis Fabrics has got you covered. Located on West McNally Road in Bentonville, they are a one-stop shop for custom upholstery and upholstery home decor fabric. If you're looking for fabric, Ellis Fabrics carries a large variety of in-stock and special order fabrics and provides design help and one-on-one customer service. Stop by Joe Ellis Upholstery and Ellis Fabrics today in Bentonville or online at joeellisupholstery.com and on Facebook.
Good morning!
Good morning!
Good morning, everyone!
Good morning!
Wake up!
Good morning!
Morning! Morning!
Good morning!
Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, shaking yesterday's blues, yeah.
It's a brand new day. Oh, ain't no crowd singing over me. Something doesn't feel the same. The rest of my life's gonna start today. Good morning.
Arkansas, it's hump day. It's Get Back Wednesday, brought to you by Sam's Furniture. How we doing, Marseille? You're looking...
It's Christmas Eve Eve.
You're looking good today with your cool coat on, your Inspector Gadget jacket. And
I got my holiday type sweater on underneath.
You're wearing red, I'm wearing green, and my Christmas pants. And no, they're not pajamas, they're actually pants.
They look like pajamas.
You look like pajamas. They are pants. Did I tell you I found all my Christmas sweaters?
Oh, yay! Where were they?
They were in storage. Like, I thought I put them in a container because I don't wear them, obviously, except for December. And I went to storage to get something. I'm like, oh, I'm going to look in some containers. Yep, there it was. Grabbed the container, wore them all at church on Sunday. All
Thank
of them.
Thank goodness. Yeah, you got to. You got to have, like, wardrobe changes from now to New Year's.
I did three services on Sunday and was out in the crowd three different times. Every time I'd go to the back, I'd change sweaters.
That's
like, I gotta
perfect.
Wear these. You know, I bought them.
Perfect. Exactly.
Only one I didn't wear was the one with Jesus on it that said, "Party like it's your birthday."
Didn't wear Why? That
one. I don't know.
Don't think it'd be well received.
Well, some people get offended at the dumbest stuff. I thought it was funny, but they wouldn't have. Hey, our trending thread today, we're almost to Christmas.
Yeah.
So everyone talks about all the things that they want for Christmas. But no one ever talks about the things that they don't want for Christmas.
Wait, didn't we do this?
As a dad, I don't want dad stuff. Like, don't give me a wallet or a coffee mug. Or give me stuff I really want, like a gift card to a store that I like, or, you know, maybe even some cologne that I'll wear, because cologne's not cheap.
Cologne is a tricky one, though.
I just got cologne, actually. So tell us three things that you do not want for Christmas. Three. Three things
we did something like this because people were saying COVID.
Yeah, that doesn't count. Yeah, these are gifts. Okay. Three gifts you don't ever want for Christmas. Not something you don't want to get. COVID, obviously. But what are some gifts? Like, do you want a vacuum for Christmas? Do you want a bra? Do you want, you know, the stuff that you can buy for yourself? That doesn't really mean anything. That's
what we did this because I said a journal.
Okay. Well, we're doing it again, so shut your face.
Okay.
And now it's not one thing, it's three things.
Okay.
So we're already getting some good answers online at Brock and Marcy. So hit us up on there or give us a shout, 479-303-2083. And we're doing it again because we're doing it.
Why not? This is good for those of you who have not bought for your loved ones. You can find out what they don't want if you're still trying to figure it out.
Exactly. So hit us up right now. We got a great show for you today. And maybe my family will join us. Who knows? They're all over the house.
Okay.
So
we'll
find out. It's Brock and Marcy, Star 101.5. Brock and Marcy in the morning on Star 101.5. Good morning. What are you looking at over there, Marcy?
Wait, I don't need the link to this thing. Good morning.
What are you
looking
at over there?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Oh, we're having a good time. We're doing our trending thread. Tell us three things you don't want for Christmas. Rodney says fruitcake, COVID, obviously, and a robocall on my cell phone wanting me to purchase an extended warranty. I've been getting those a lot lately for cars that I haven't had in years.
Someone else said that too.
Your Ford Flex is due for an extended warranty. Well, guess what? I haven't had a Ford Flex in 3 years. But whoever has it, I'm sure they will need that extended warranty because I got rid of it for a reason, you know?
Right.
Let us know, 303-2083. I got a lot of good stories, so let's get to what the heck right now.
Yep.
Including a story about a Florida drunk driver. He's 20 years old. His name's Caleb. He was involved in a traffic altercation while driving a 2016 Volkswagen near his apartment. Witness told police that he had the barrel of an AR-15 sticking out of his vehicle's driver's side window. When police found him outside a laundromat, the AR-15 was displayed carelessly and laying on the dashboard in plain view of everyone walking by the store. Plus, the gun was loaded and he was drunk, so it was not good. He was going to do some crazy stuff.
I guess.
In Montgomery, Alabama, police are searching for a real-life Grinch after the Salvation Army reported that one of their red donation kettles had been stolen and was being used for personal gain. Lieutenant Brian Farrington with the Salvation Army said not only did somebody steal the kettle and stand, but they were also last seen in downtown Montgomery posing as an employee trying to collect money and donations. So they were trying to keep it for themselves. What do you got, Marcy?
So you had mentioned not too long ago that you're now into weighted blankets. Ashton got you into them.
She's into it. I am not. No longer into it.
Oh, that changed since we last talked about it.
Felt like I was being smothered.
So
I don't like to be smothered.
They're like all the rage this year, and I have not tried one yet, but I do know some other people that like to use them. So if you're wondering what is all the rage or why, here are things or reasons why you might want one. Helps you manage emotions, copes with feelings of anger, settling down after an outburst. So this could be good for kids, maybe.
Yeah.
Calming down after periods of overexcitement or overstimulation. Dealing with stress and then just relaxing. In fact, an occupational therapist says that they're frequently used when working with children with autism, anxiety, or ADHD as well. So there's like some medical sides to this too.
There is. That's cool.
We need to calm you down sometimes. When you come home from an event, you need to get under your weighted blanket so you can calm down.
It's true. Hey, police in Michigan say that just before midnight, Christopher McKinney attacked his parents whom he lived with. Police said that McKinney was watching a video in his parents' room when they asked him to turn it off so they could go to bed. Investigators said they argued and McKinney pulled out a knife, cutting and stabbing both his mother and stepfather. Police said that all three were treated for injuries and been taken to the hospital where the stepfather later died. He resisted arrest when police showed up and is being held on $510,000 cash bond. He killed his stepfather because he told him to turn off the TV in their bedroom.
Oh, what
is he watching TV in the bedroom for anyway?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's really crazy.
Ugh, I don't even know what to say. Fun facts on the way. Brock and Marcy, Star 101.5. Brock and Marcy in the morning, Star 101.5. Welcome to the show. It's Get Back Wednesday, brought to you by Sam's Furniture. I sent a video to Joe the other day of me singing Happy Birthday. I also sent one to Candy, too, so.
Oh, lucky Joe and Candy.
Singing Happy Birthday from Top Golf, and then my brother would hit a good shot at the end of the song.
Oh, yeah. I love it. That's
good. Birthday to you, birthday, da, 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 happy birthday to you, and then I'd show my brother, and he'd hit a good Top Golf shot. That was a lot of
nice.
Fun. Nice. Yeah, we took my brother, his daughter, Rory, my dad, who had never been to Top Golf, and then Brimley to Top Golf with Spencer the other day on that beautiful Monday. Yeah.
Is your dad a golfer?
Yeah, my dad is a golfer.
Oh, so who's the better golfer?
Who?
Out of all of you guys, you boys.
Blake played in college.
Whoa.
Blake was a golf coach for 10 years.
What?
Yeah, Blake is really good.
Is that the same as a golf pro?
He could have been a golf pro.
Okay.
Yeah, he's really good.
Okay.
But the best golfer is a girl I like to call Brimley. Right, Brimley?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not time for your joke of the day yet, but that's coming up in about 20 minutes. But Brimley is the best golfer, aren't you, Brim?
Yes.
How good are you? Do you make contact with the ball?
No.
Yeah, you...
Yes.
Yeah, make contact means
I'm
you hit the ball.
I'm friends with the ball.
You're
friends with the ball.
You what?
I'm friends with the ball, and then I slap him.
She's friends with the ball, and then she slaps it. I don't know what that means.
Okay.
But that's funny. You hit it better than Marcy does.
Mm-hmm.
Because she actually, in some of the games, she got points by hitting.
No, if she makes contact, she is better than me.
You're better than Marcy Brim.
Woohoo! Uh-huh.
That is awesome. All right. What is today? What is today? Today is Festivus. Celebrate Festivus today.
Oh.
That's what we should have done. Air out your grievances for Festivus. If you have any grievances, let us know. Human Light, National, I can't say that word day, and which looks like some kind of small cookie, and National Roots Day.
What?
I don't know. All right, fun facts. A football player named Bobby Singh won a Super Bowl with the St. Louis Rams in 2000, an XFL championship with the Los Angeles Extreme in 2001, and a CFL championship in 2006 with the BC Lions. No other player has won all three and never will because the XFL doesn't exist.
Oh.
Johnson & Johnson was founded by three guys named Johnson, not like two that the name implies. They were all brothers, Robert, James, and Edward Johnson. It just sounds weird saying Johnson, Johnson, Johnson. Johnson.
Yeah.
Rainbows are actually full circles. You just can't see the bottom half because of the ground.
Oh,
Paul McCartney wrote Let It Be for Aretha Franklin. She did record it, but held up the release for so long that the Beatles decided to just do it themselves, and it became the amazing smash that it was.
Worked out.
Yeah. And finally, Portland, Oregon was named by a coin flip. The other option was Boston. The two guys who founded the city were from Boston, Massachusetts, and Portland, Maine. The guy from Maine won the toss and named the city Portland. There you go.
Wow.
So many fun facts that you just learn, you know. Let it be, let it be, let it be.
That was a good one.
All right, we're going to talk with Brimley. She got a Christmas present the other night that she wants to tell everybody about. Plus, she has a joke of the day on the way. Star 101.5.
Morning. Did you sleep?
So, if you're working from home, you may be wondering,
where the heck are my pants?
Where are my pants?
It's Where's My Pants Wednesday.
Yeah! Where are my pants?
Where are my pants?
Where are my pants?
Slacks. They call them slacks.
Oh, yes. You can call them that.
Why aren't you wearing pants?
I'm at home. That means I'm working, and if I'm working, it means
I don't wear pants!
Not bad.
All right.
It's showtime.
Good morning, Northwest Arkansas. It's Brock and Marcy. Thanks so much for joining us on today's show. It's Get Back Wednesday.
Oh, I'm always off.
By Sam's Furniture. All right, Brimley, are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Hey, it's Brimley. It's time for your holiday joke of the day. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cook.
Cook who?
Clearly, the holidays are making you a little crazy.
And you have
good
one
delivering.
More? She has one more, she said.
Okay.
Why was the elf yelling?
I don't know why.
Because he stubbed his mistletoe.
Hey,
cute.
So Brimley got to open presents from her cousin the other day.
Yes. Okay.
And because Brimley's going to be with her mom in Florida for Christmas. And I'll show you what she got. She is so excited. She asked for these since the summer.
Okay.
What kid asked for these? I have no idea.
Crutches!
She got crutches.
Why did you want crutches?
I don't know. For emergencies and to play with.
She's been crutching through the house.
For emergencies and to play with. Yeah. That's funny.
But yesterday I was trying to go down the stairs and I literally immediately fell.
She fell down the stairs.
I fell down the
no!
stairs.
It was hilarious.
Hello, people.
It was hilarious.
That could be so dangerous.
It could be, but it was also very hilarious.
Very hilarious.
At least I had crutches.
But she's right. She got crutches, and when she got them, she freaked out.
Did she?
She's like, ah!
That
literally.
I've never heard of a child wanting crutches, but that's cool.
A lot of things
cool.
that this child does that
that's cool.
no other child does. But
that you could, you and your dad can each take one and have races.
And what aren't you supposed to do when you have crutches?
Put your weight on your armpits.
Yep, you don't put your weight on your armpits.
Where do you put it?
Put your weight on your hands.
On your hands.
Oh. Wow. Okay.
We learned that from the resident expert and Catherine, who is also a training to be, what is she going to be? I can't remember.
Physical therapist?
A physical therapist. There we go.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I can't say it.
So she was helping her with it and teaching her how to walk with him. And she's a pro. Like, all she has to do now is break something. Her leg or something, and she'll know what to do.
Not my arm, though.
Let's do our 7 a.m. challenge. Weird gift, but yeah, and Santa could be bringing her some more. So
yeah, but I hope like the camo ones.
Yeah, you got. Yeah, I was gonna say you gotta like bedazzle those up, make them super Brimley like.
Those are pretty cool ones, right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, they have cute cactuses on them with eyes.
Yeah,
cool.
Eyes.
All right.
Okay, so this is a fun game. I want you to pick the movie characters based on their New Year's resolutions.
Okay.
Okay. First one. I resolve to drive more slowly, to wear my bulletproof vest, and to recycle all my banana peels. Classic movie.
Banana peels.
Focus on the drive more slowly.
I don't know.
Doc Brown. Movie characters.
Oh, from Back to the Future.
Yeah. Okay.
No, that makes sense.
Now that you got it. Okay. I resolve to be a good student, to be a loyal brother, and to expand my sausage empire beyond Chicago.
I know this one. The Sausage King. I don't...
Ferris Bueller.
Doggone it.
Okay. I resolve to quit smoking, to drink fewer martinis, and to stop unnecessarily repeating things.
This is not easy.
This is hard, yeah.
I don't know that one.
James Bond.
Nah, never watched it.
I resolve to stay at home at Christmas and to let the local police deal with terrorists and criminals.
Is this Die Hard?
The guy, yes, John McClane.
Yay.
I resolve to find my lightsaber and to get off this stupid lonely rock.
It's Luke Skywalker?
Yes. Nice job. I resolve not to overreact, not to think people find me funny, and not to make sure the hits are dead before I put them in the trunk. I'm not sure what movie this is referring to. It's a big actor, though.
I don't know.
Tommy DeVito. Oh, no, wait. Tommy DeVito? Who's that?
I don't know.
Okay, never mind. I resolved to wear a poncho.
You were thinking Danny DeVito?
I was thinking Danny DeVito. I resolved to wear a poncho and to avoid kids from Kansas.
Wicked Witch of the West?
That's right. All right, let's do one more. Let me find a good one. Here we go. I resolved to have good personal hygiene, to keep my cutlery sharp, and to take very, very good care of my mother.
Psycho.
Norman Bates.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Yeah, baby.
That was fun.
All right. We got the Dirty on the 30 coming up, Brimley. Crutch your way downstairs and get me some headache medicine. I got a headache.
Aw.
I don't know what the deal is. I slept on my neck wrong, I think. I'm getting old. It's Brock and Marcy, Star 101.5. Brock and Marcy in the morning, Star 101.5. Happy Give Back Wednesday, brought to you by Sam's Furniture. We are 2 days away from Christmas.
Yay.
We're asking you to tell us three things you definitely don't want for Christmas. You don't want. Let's see. Dana says magazine subscriptions, telemarketer calls, and any sicknesses. And then I like this from Brandy. COVID, pregnancy, and a vacuum cleaner. I don't want COVID, obviously. I don't want to be pregnant. Okay. And a vacuum cleaner. No, thank you. So.
Okay. That's not... Uh-oh,
Crutches is back, and she has my Tylenol finally. It's only been 20 minutes. All right, she's got it. She put it in the hood of her pajamas, and she's opening it up for me, which she could have done downstairs and just got me the three that I asked for, but she brought the whole container. Tell, well, kids listen. Mm-hmm. And there we go. Speaking of kids listening, you know, I told you on Sunday I did this thing at church where I interviewed people in the audience, and we played a game. And I said, all right, listen. You can't help the contestant. No helping. Okay. And what do? They yell out the answer. And I had to reprimand the crowd. And I said, listen here. You cannot get upset with your kids for not listening because obviously they're learning it somewhere. And I started pointing at everybody in the audience. I said, yeah, now you know. When your kids don't listen, it's because you don't listen.
Oh, geez.
It was a learning moment for everybody. So... It was good for all of us. All right. Dirty on the 30 brought to you by the Grease Pig.
Okay, so let's start off with this new series that's in development for Disney Plus for all of you Star Wars fans. It's a Luke Skywalker series that Disney Plus
is. That might be cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So no director, producer, anything like that that's been worked out just yet. But, you know, I think The Mandalorian has been such a huge hit that they're thinking more and more spinoffs. So
you don't watch The Mandalorian, do you?
No.
If you watch The Mandalorian and haven't seen the latest second season finale, turn down your radios for 15 seconds starting now. So in the last episode, this Jedi comes and you're like, who is this? Takes off his hat. It's a young Luke Skywalker.
Oh.
Which had been CGI'd in to look like the regular guy who's what? He's like 70 now.
Yeah.
Look incredible. They could make a whole show off a young Skywalker.
Okay, well, that looks like
just like him.
Looks like they're going to be doing that. Yeah.
Pretty cool. It was incredible. And everybody was shocked. They're like, what? No way.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's awesome. Yeah.
Some other show news for you. This is actually, it's a live action remake of The Little Mermaid. The cast has been announced. Some big names are signing on.
Who?
Ursula will be. I love this. It's perfect. Melissa McCarthy.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Awkwafina will be Scuttle.
That's funny.
Jacob Tremblay, I don't know who that is, will be Flounder.
Okay.
And Javier Bardem will be King Triton. Javier. Isn't he married to, what's her name?
I don't know. Who is going to be the Little Mermaid?
Yes. Haley Bailey.
Haley Bailey is her name?
Haley Bailey. Something, yeah. Unless I'm saying Haley wrong.
Yeah, I knew that. They came out with that a while ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
And Bailey.
Jonah Hayer King will be Prince Eric. I don't know who these people are. And then just a reminder, too, for you, don't forget, on Friday, Christmas Day, HBO Max is going to have Wonder Woman 1984 released, and I think it's going to be released in theaters as well. So if you want to keep that tradition alive of going to see a movie on Christmas Day, that'll be a good one for you. So sad about this. Speaking of Christmas Day, we were supposed to be seeing Alex Trebek's final episode on Christmas Day.
Uh-huh.
But they've rearranged things just a bit. So they announced that his best shows are going to air, through the 28th.
How
so
do you know his best shows? Like, how is that?
I mean, I don't know. I'm sure like a Ken Jennings episode would be in there. Maybe his first episode. You know what I'm saying? Like some milestones. I have no idea. But you can watch because it's happening all of this week. And then his final episode. So it's not going to be just the one, but like his final week worth will start on January 4th. And then they'll have some guest hosts after that. But I think they're going to go more into it instead of just showing an episode, probably getting producers and people kind of cutting in with some thoughts and so forth. So, and that is The Dirty on the 30, brought to you by The Grease Pig.
All right. Happy news coming up. It's Brock and Marcy, Star 101.5. Brock and Marcy in the morning on Star 101.5. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. We're about to get to happy news. Tell us three things you definitely do not want for Christmas. John Sells says, I just have one thing, a lawnmower. Thanks, Dad.
Oh, well, that'd be a great gift.
I guess he got it. He didn't want it. He didn't need it. I don't know. Cindy says, discount smells like designer XYZ cologne. I don't want the fake stuff. A bathrobe. I have at least 72. LOL. And another kitchen appliance. I have 897 that I don't use more than once a year right now. So I don't need anymore. Did you see that skit on Saturday Night Live about the bathrobe?
No.
Here, let me play a clip.
Mom, Dad, get up!
Come on, you guys! Wake up!
It's Christmas morning! Let's open up our presents!
Well, I got an Nerf gun.
I got a hat.
I got an autographed baseball bat.
I got a telescope.
I got a globe.
I got a watch.
And I got a robe.
I got Hulk hands.
I got a tie.
I got a copy of The Catcher in the Rye.
I got a drum set.
I got a phone.
I got a pen.
And I got a robe.
I got
Mom got the robe.
And I got a cameo from Nick Lovin.
I got a hoverboard.
I got a drone.
I got a laptop.
And I got a robe. Thanks for the robe. It's really, really nice. I love this robe, guys. This is great.
I got headphones.
I got a wig.
We got the piano from Big.
I got a vintage pinball machine.
And I'm gonna make us breakfast in my brand new robe, which I love so much. It's really, really soft. Oh, it's on sale.
I got
shades.
We got pairs of rollerblades.
I got a Lego Millennium Falcon.
And I burned my arm in the oven.
It hurt pretty bad, but I didn't even scream, because I keep the pain inside of me.
More and more presents, let's open up our stockings.
Mine has a set of travel games.
And mine is stuffed with candy canes.
Mine has a bottle of nice cologne.
And mine is completely empty. Just a big flat sock with nothing inside. Only hang it up, because it looks kind of weird if it's missing in our pictures.
Hold on now, what's this I see?
A few more presents beneath.
Looks like someone's got a big surprise.
Oh, you guys really didn't need to get me.
It's presents for the dog!
And it just keeps going. So, the point of that was, Mom got a robe, and she only got a robe, and everybody else got all these presents, but moms are forgotten, apparently.
That's cute.
In the video, I'll post this on our Facebook. It's hilarious. She's, like, very depressed. She just got a robe, and then they take a family photo, and the family looks good, but she's in a robe, and her eyes are closed, and she didn't have makeup on. And
that's funny.
I feel like it's how moms feel the whole time that Christmas is going on. You know? And then at the end, this is funny. At the end, she's sitting on the couch, and she's got that piano in front of her.
Mm-hmm.
Let me play the clip here.
This year, get her more than one present. Moms like stuff, too.
Who touched my piano? I bought you this piano. Get out of here. Funny stuff. So I'll post that if you didn't see it on Saturday Night Live. All right, let's Super get cute. To happy news. I got a few stories.
Okay.
Right here. All right, the first story is about a pair of kids who fell into an icy pond while sledding in New Jersey were saved by a group of teens. Yeah, the teens pulled the 8-year-old girl and her 4-year-old brother from the freezing water after they crashed their sleds at this country club. Kiernan is 14, was one of the rescuers, and he modestly says he and his friends were just at the right place at the right time. That's cool. And dozens of customers of UPS driver Carolyn Crump donated to buy her what? What do you think they bought her?
A new car.
A new roof.
Oh.
Yeah, they surprised her with the check to cover the cost of replacing her leaky roof after she mentioned needing one. Crump's customers love her and say she goes above and beyond for them, so they're happy to help her out. That's so cool. This is out of St. Louis.
Yeah.
What do you got?
So a man who used to live in North Braddock, Pennsylvania, surprised every resident in the town with a holiday gift. Jim Zockel sent everyone in his hometown a $30 gift card to Giant Eagle Grocery Store. He now runs a multi-million dollar company in London. In his note to recipients said the gift is in loving memory of his mom, who was once a resident there in that town. That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
If you got a happy news story, we want to hear about it. We love spreading the good news at Brock and Marcy or on social. All right, coming up, we got birthdays at Rockstar 101.5.
Turn on the radio.
What's today?
It's Wednesday.
Today's Wednesday.
On your feet. This is not the time nor the place for sleep.
You have a show to do.
I could do it in my sleep.
Sounds like you already have.
We think our show is good.
That's what you were thinking.
Everybody else.
Not so much.
But you're all right.
Okay, thanks for the pep talk.
Thanks for the pep talk.
That's what I'm here for.
Well said. So let's get this show started.
Good morning, Northwest Arkansas. It's Brock and Marcy. How are we doing today?
Doing good.
So Brimley's elf came the other day, and it had pooped into a cup.
What?
But it pooped a Hershey's Kiss, right?
Uh-huh.
Because it's an elf, and it poops kisses, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And so the next day, that kiss just was in the advent calendar because the elf put it there. So Brimley came up here, and she goes, "My elf, he's such a kidder. He made me eat his poop." I go,
"Made me."
"He made you eat that Hershey's Kiss?" She's like, "Yep, he made me do it." I think he left it for you as a joke, but he didn't tell you you had to eat it. Like, if that was real poo, would you have eaten it? She's like, "I don't like Hershey's Kisses," like, because she ate it. So, like, well, that's cool.
She took one for the team, the
elf.
Yeah,
like, okay. He made me do it.
That's so funny.
Like, well, if you're following that elf's lead, the elf said you should obey your parents every time because the elf is going to make you do that.
It's like, don't eat yellow snow, Brimley. Don't eat
from
an elf.
Made me do it. Yeah.
That's funny.
It's cute.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? The other night I went to the thing at the Walton Arts Center to do a little shopping.
Uh-huh.
And then I tried to go out to eat somewhere. Have you ever felt some places like so hard to get into that you just don't ever even want to go there anymore.
Yes.
Like, okay, because I had that feeling. I went somewhere that I've tried to get into multiple times, and I thought, and it was just a Tuesday night.
And it was packed.
I went in and thought, oh, this is no big deal. You know, it's Tuesday. Surely, whatever. Go in. And they're like, it's like a 40-minute wait. And, you know, we have reservations for all these tables. So I left and I was like, I don't even want to go here anymore. This is like my third or fourth time trying to get in.
Yeah.
So
this happened to me the exact same thing 2 days ago. We went to Chewy's. I'll call out the restaurant. We went to Chewy's. Because that's where Brim said she wanted to go with my parents. So the four of us went before we went to Topgolf. There was like a 20, 25 minute wait during lunch. Okay, whatever. They can't use all the tables.
Yeah.
We get in there. They have a limited menu.
Oh.
Yeah. They don't even have the stuff that I normally eat because it's limited. And they're not doing sopapillas, which are my favorite thing.
Ugh. There's reasons for it, but.
I know, but why now?
It's busy season.
Yeah. The
should be busy season.
Place was
for
packed. Them. There was, you know, wait outside. They're not doing sopapillas. They're not very limited menu. They didn't have the stuff that my parents had, but we had waited for 20 minutes and we're like, oh, crap. We're not going to leave now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a bummer.
Yeah. My excitement for this place has like diminished because it's like not even like twice I drove there for lunch and they
still
were.
Still haven't made it in, huh?
They were closed once unexpectedly because of a deep cleaning. But then I think the second time, I can't remember what the deal was, but we couldn't get in. So I'm like, you can be too exclusive or too whatever. Like, but I no longer care.
Heads up for you. There are more than one McDonald's in Northwest Arkansas. So
where? Where are they?
There is more than one, just that one. All right. Birthdays at Rock. What do you got?
Rocking your birthday with Swift's Jewelry and Rick's Bakery. So get them in at star1015fm.com. Do you remember Holly Madison from The Girls Next Door?
I do. She was the one that didn't marry him, right? She did marry him.
She did marry him, yes. Yeah. She was kind of the like lead of The Girls Next Door. She's 41. Martin Kratt is 55. Wild life lovers know him. Jim Harbaugh from the 49ers.
Who not 57. Having a good year. Not having a good year.
No? Okay.
He's not the 49ers now. He's in Michigan.
And former 49ers.
Not having a good year at Michigan either.
Yeah. Oh, great. And Eddie Vedder is 56 and Susan Lucci is 74.
Very cool. And local birthdays, Tangle Clenard, happy birthday. Susan Lewis, Alfonso Williams. Alfonso is a fighter. He has done boxing and mixed martial arts. I saw him beat a guy within 5 seconds.
What?
First kick to the head, dropped the guy.
Oh, dang.
Within 5 seconds of the fight starting, he gave him a little kick to the head. Boom. Went down like a bag of potatoes. Rochelle Bodenkamp, Clyde Stewart, Anita Cowan, happy birthday. Tessie Richardson, Derek Hughes, Aubrey Foster, Beth Plumley, love you, Beth. And finally, Kim Jones, all celebrating birthday. That is Tamra's mom, Kim Jones.
Oh, cool. Yep. And I have a few over here. I'm going to go ahead, since we'll be off for a few days, get those birthdays in. So happy birthday today to Karen, to Bonnie McCauley.
Okay.
Tomorrow, Christmas Eve, Karen Reynolds, happy birthday, Phyllis Saunders. And then on the 27th, Deb, a.k.a. Granny Ferris. The note says, 2 days after Christmas, everybody's holidayed out. So need some birthday cheers. So have a great birthday,
yes.
Granny Ferris. And one more quick note. I didn't realize we had not announced this yet, but we've got our December birthday winner.
Who is
for
it?
You. It is Carissa Anton. I guess we're doing a little bit early.
Woo.
Carissa Anton.
Cool. Very cool.
So happy birthday. Congratulations. Gorgeous piece of jewelry featuring the December birthday stone for you.
Yes. Get those birthdays in on all time. Star1015FM.com. So you're in the running to win that amazing prize. And it didn't have to be your birthday that month. Get it in ahead of time.
Yeah, because you're all in the running.
There you go. It's Brock and Marcy, Dirty on the 30, coming up, Star 101.5. Brock and Marcy in the morning, Star 101.5. Get Back Wednesday, brought to you by Sam's Furniture. Love Sam's Furniture. Drove by there the other day, and they were packed. People buying some furniture for the holidays, apparently.
Yes, getting ready for
guests. And what are three things that you don't want as Christmas presents? Deborah says a vacuum cleaner, pots and pans, and a blender. What if it's a good blender? Like one of those very expensive blenders.
The nice ones, the Ninjas or something.
I like this one. Another kid, five is enough. This is from Brett. Underwear, don't need underwear. And the unlikeliest of all, an STD.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, he doesn't want one, so.
Who does?
Hey, so my mom, my parents finally met the neighbors across the street who share the same names, Mark and Lisa.
Yeah.
And they're also pastors, the people across the street.
So weird.
So as they were leaving, and their last name starts with an S. So as they were leaving, or we were going back into the homes, my mom goes, Lisa, nice to meet you. What's your middle name? And she goes, my middle name's Kay. And my mom goes, are you kidding me? My mom's middle name is Kay.
Really?
And she goes, how do you spell it? She says, K-A-Y. She's like, me too. Two Lisa K's living across from
that
each other.
That is weird.
Lisa K Short and Lisa K Schatzman.
Oh my gosh.
How
that's
random
weird.
Is that, right?
Yeah. All right, what's the age difference roughly?
They're about the same age.
Really?
Yes.
They should be like having wine together
my
and being
mom
buddies.
Said we're sisters from another mother, you know?
That is so weird.
Yeah, it's so random, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Fun cool. little tidbit. My mom was pumped about it.
That's
so
cool.
Pumped. All right, Journey on the 30 brought to you by the Grease Pig.
Okay, listen to this. This is so crazy. So, you remember Kobe Bryant passed away back in February.
Right.
Sophia Lane is Vanessa Bryant's mom, and she is suing her daughter, Vanessa, for financial support. She's claiming that Kobe Bryant, her late son-in-law, had promised to take care of her for the rest of her life. And now that he's gone, she's claiming that her daughter, Vanessa, isn't honoring their agreement. And Vanessa says, you're just trying to extort a financial windfall
yep.
from us. That is just so sad that here's wow. Vanessa that's dealing with the grief of losing her husband and her own mom is suing her. I don't know the details. Maybe this is true and Vanessa doesn't want to give any money away now. I don't know. But it's just like,
or
really?
It doesn't have a good relationship with her mom because her mom sucks. And I think her mom sucks.
And Kobe maybe like behind Vanessa's back or whatever said, look, I know you guys aren't getting along, but I'm going to make sure you're taken care of. Like it could have been a situation like that.
Here's the deal. The mom has no basis unless it's in writing or she has a recording of it or something. Any proof.
Yeah. Yeah, so one of her claims, the mom's claims, is that she served as a longtime personal assistant and nanny for the family, which she was not paid for.
Oh,
it's a 48-page lawsuit, and she said that, yeah, Kobe promised to take care of her for the rest of her life. And so now that he's gone, she's claiming that Vanessa took each and every step she could to avoid and cancel all of Kobe's promises made to her. Yeah, it's ugly.
I don't think Vanessa and her mom have a good relationship, obviously.
Clearly, yeah. Yeah, who knows? But if Kobe really had intended that in any kind of serious way, you would think that's something that he would have in a will or something.
Right.
So, ooh. Star Wars fans, you'll like this. Luke Skywalker is getting his own series. It's in development with Disney Plus. Not a lot of details at the moment, but yeah. And those of you who are Mandalorian fans, I think you understand more of why this might be happening.
It would be cool. Disney is living and dying by their Star Wars franchise.
Yeah. So, yeah. Cool. Christmas Day, Wonder Woman 1984 is going to be out not only in theaters, but also on HBO Max. And I believe not for any extra fee. If you are a subscriber already to HBO Max, you'll be able to get it and watch it. So
I heard it
keep
wasn't
that in
that
mind.
Good.
Really?
Yeah.
It better be amazing. That was my Halloween costume.
It's not. Well, they say because of that, it's not. No, they're saying it's not. It's not very good.
Darn it. And go ahead and get the tissues ready. Right now, okay. This week, there are, what is it? All of the best shows of Alex Trebek's Jeopardy days are airing.
Uh-huh.
So you can see those right now. Kind of the best of. His final episodes will start airing on January 4th. And they're going to have a week of guest-hosted shows as well. So they originally were going to air his last episode on Christmas Day. I'm kind of glad they moved it and now making a bigger of a tribute to him. I'm not sure what best shows would consist of. Probably some of the big winners, that kind of thing. And maybe even cutting in with some producers and various guests and so forth to kind of just give their thoughts about him. But I'm sure we're also going to see him talking in the press as he was throughout his entire illness, you know, and one of those was his goodbye. In 30 seconds, he said, I will say my goodbyes and I will tell people, don't ask me who's going to replace me because I have no say whatsoever. But I'm sure if you give them the same love and attention and respect you've shown me, then they will be a success and the show will continue being a success.
That's true.
So, yeah. Oh, it's going to be sad, though. So that is coming up in January.
Okay.
That's the Dirty on the 30 brought to you by the Grease Pig.
All right, all right, all right. Coming up, we're going to be talking about holiday trends of 2020. Star 101.5.
Brock and Marcy in the morning on Star 101.5, Christmas Eve Eve. And actually Give Back Wednesday, too.
Yeah, brought to you by Sam's Furniture. We're asking you for our trending thread. What are three things you do not want for Christmas? Three things. Mandy says fruit-flavored anything, anything that is too colorful,
what?
And anything with gold on it instead of silver. It's not hard to shop. I'm not hard to shop for. If it's chocolate, mint, black, or silver, I'm going to love it. But people feel like Christmas is the time to expand the limits on my wardrobe.
Okay.
You know what? Catherine, we were talking about wedding rings the other night, and Ashton was looking at her. She's like, oh, this is beautiful. She's like, yeah, I really want a gold one. And Blake goes, yeah, she has never told me that until this moment right now. He's like, really? And I'm like, yeah, I don't think that's the truth because gold just came back in style where people are wanting gold instead of silver or platinum or whatever. He's like, yeah. We've been married 5 years, and this is the first I'm hearing about she wanted a gold band.
That's funny. I can hear your brother saying that,
too.
He
was just annoyed, you know?
Gold is making a comeback. It used to be nobody wanted gold.
Well, Ashton wants gold.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, it's cool. My dad is a gold person. He has gold. He also has silver. It's whatever. It goes in and out.
I go with my outfits, yes.
Get two rings. Give me two engagement rings.
There you go. What's wrong with that? Nothing.
That's why I say, let's just go with the rubber bands that you wear to work out. You can fit those to any outfit.
You can.
You know,
you can.
Any color, and they're super cheap.
You could get a fake ring, and nobody would know.
Nobody.
Very few people know the difference.
Nobody. Yeah. So what are this year's hottest Christmas trends? What do you think, Marcy?
Are we talking decorating or getting together or what?
Yeah, celebrating with the family.
Like, okay, hottest trends.
Like charcuterie boards, you know what those are.
Yeah.
These are charcuterie wreaths. So why put out a regular board when you can arrange your charcuterie board into a festive holiday wreath?
Oh.
That might be kind of cool.
Okay.
Well, we've talked about this, baby Yoda tree toppers. You don't need an angel or a star. You just put a baby Yoda up there. You
okay.
have to be a Star Wars fan to want to do that, though.
Yes.
I'd put like a Michael Scott up there or you know, something office related. Charcuterie chalets. If arranging your meats and cheeses into a wreath isn't fancy enough for you, some folks are making gingerbread style houses out of salamis, prosciutto, and other cured meats. So a house of meat, basically.
I like it. I can get on board with that.
Oh, this is cool. Hot chocolate boards, another take on a charcuterie board, but only this time you change up the look of meats and cheeses with your favorite selection of hot cocoa fixings like marshmallows, chocolate, cinnamon sticks, and candy canes.
Okay.
That's fun.
Cottage
core. I don't know what this is. For some these days, decorating your house with your standard Christmas lights and tinsel just doesn't do it. So the cottage core trend is decorating your space with earth-inspired items like dried fruits, herbs, and flowers.
Oh.
Which is probably a little more expensive.
Yes. But I like that. It's different.
Finally, I like this, and I wanted to do this to the outside of my yard and my backyard just forever. Like, they do this at Ballroom at I Street, and I thought this would be cool just in my backyard in general.
Okay.
Vertical Christmas lights that hang from trees. They hang vertically.
Oh, like long icicle looking?
Kinda, but they're longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're beautiful at the ballroom at I Street.
Uh-huh.
And I thought it'd be really cool, but my trees are way too tall. I don't know how I'd get up there.
In your front yard?
My back. I wanted to put them on all the trees in my backyard and just have them lit up all the time.
Oh, I love that.
Like for my
Hire
guests,
it out.
For my guests and stuff.
Yeah, your Airbnb is right down there, so they would enjoy it.
That would be super cool and beautiful, right?
Do it.
I don't know.
Hire it out. It's not like you were going to do it.
I can't do it. I don't know how. I don't know how to. I don't know how.
Hire it out. Wait till after the holiday season, and then you'll get a good deal because all the light hanging companies will be free. Yeah.
All right, more to come, Brock and Marcy. I'm thinking about this. Thinking about it, huh? Okay. Star 101.5.
Good morning and happy hump day to you.
It's Wednesday.
Hope you have a great Wednesday.
Wednesday? What Wednesday?
I really think it's time for us
to wake someone up.
This is your wake-up call.
I need caffeine.
How about coffee?
Yes, coffee.
I need caffeine.
The more, the better.
Well, I'm awake now.
Now that I'm awake.
Time for my favorite show.
Buckle up. It's showtime.
Good morning to ya. This is like the last full show that we'll do for the year, right?
It is. Yeah, we'll be back next week, but more abbreviated shows.
Yeah. In and out.
Just a quick hello. Yeah.
Two quickies, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we've had a fun year. It's been very interesting.
Interesting is a great word for it, yeah.
But it's like this year was never ending, but it's also like this year just flew by.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a weird thing, but yeah.
And to look at our show today versus February, much different.
Yeah, but good ways and bad ways.
Yeah,
I don't think any bad ways, but
no.
But we thank you for all that you've done for us this year as a listener, listening to the show each and every day, and evolving with us and changing with the times, and also once again making us the number one radio show in Northwest Arkansas. In Cityscapes Magazine. Like, that was very unexpected. Thank you for all the votes. And wow, when we were told about that, we're like, no, this has got to be an error.
That was awesome.
But it wasn't an error. My mom voted over 2.5 million times.
So. Your mom needs a hobby.
No.
A new hobby.
But yeah, we thank each and every one of you. And speaking of that, it is Get Back Wednesday brought to you by Sam's Furniture. Big shout out to Sam's Furniture, who sponsors this whole day because they are the biggest giving company outside of Walmart, I would say, in Northwest Arkansas. They just love to give. They built their business on giving. And when we have the chance to have Joe or Lara, Lara's the one that comes in the studio, but when Joe can find the time, we just love talking to them. But they're so busy traveling, not only for the furniture store, but for, you know, charity events and giving back. It's just amazing.
Yeah. I saw Lara and Joe posted, I think it was their anniversary they were celebrating. And Joe had mentioned, you know, like so much fun they had together, but visiting 14 countries, some of them multiple times. And most of those trips had something to do with a mission that they were involved in.
Yeah, they just weren't traveling for fun. Most of the travel are there for giving back.
That's the thing, like, to point out, it's not just a big company that's giving away money. Uh-uh. Like, they are getting on planes, going to third world countries, getting their hands dirty, seeing it firsthand. You know, they're doing more than sitting in an office writing checks.
Yeah, before they pick a charity that they support, they find out all they can about it and then make it something that they're interested in and that's a part of them so they can be a part of that organization, not just, all right, here's a check, you're doing good work, here's a check. You know, what can we do to help even more than just money? So,
and that's on top of having regular jobs. They still have to help run the company and their parents too. So they're just like you and I and still fitting in all that good stuff.
Yeah, we love the Donaldsons and we love Sam's Furniture. So if you have a chance to go buy something from there, support them. And they're opening a new store in Siloam Springs, which is awesome. An outlet store, and then the new store right there next to the big store in Springdale. It's going to be a big year in 2021.
For sure.
For them and everyone.
And Lara's line, too, will be coming out.
Did you know Lara invited Ashton and I over for dinner?
Oh, my invitation got lost in the mail.
Well, it's for January 2026. So, like I said,
I'm free.
She's busy. They're busy. I said, well, I'm going to put it on the calendar. I don't know if I'll be available then or if you'll even like me then.
You know?
But I'll be looking forward to it.
Just get it on the calendar just in case.
I'll be looking forward to it. Thanks. Big shout out to Sam's Furniture. We love you guys. All right. Coming up, we're going to do, I almost said Birthdays That Rock. That was last hour.
Yes,
The Dirty on the 30. Plus, you were wrong about something, Marcy.
Oh, yeah. That's the silly me.
What a shocker. Star 101.5. Brock and Marcy in the morning. We're almost done with the last long show of the year.
Yeah.
Last poll show of the year. So
it's sad. Crazy. We'll be around next. Actually, when you hear from us again, we'll be discussing how Christmas went.
Exactly. Hey, you were wrong, Marcy.
Oh, I am a turd. At the beginning of the week, we were talking about our kids being home, and I said mine is doing virtual learning. And you are talking to your child right now, so I'm going to wait.
Oh, we just got a call. Okay. From Ashton. She wanted to know what Onyx.
Oh, geez.
I want my coffee. All right. Okay, what were you saying?
Our kids were home, and I said, Drew's at home doing virtual learning for Monday and Tuesday, yes. And then he's off Wednesday. And you're like, Rogers is off all week.
Yeah.
Well, I went home, and he could not log on to his Chromebook because he lost his little tag thing. So I emailed the teacher, and I didn't hear from her until like almost the end of the day. Uh-huh. And I was like, how are we going to get our schoolwork done?
Oh my gosh, my first grader.
I know. And I left that night to go do some shopping, and I was like, babe, we'll, make him log on, do his whatever. Anyways, fast forward that night, I was talking to my neighbor who also has a child at that school. And I was like, yeah, Drew had to do his homework when I left. She's like, homework? they're done with school. There's no
what
school.
A terrible mom making your kid do work when he doesn't have to.
I know. So I was like, oh, I thought they had virtual these 2 days. So I was like, I'm gonna not tell him on Tuesday and make him read a book or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's just not hurting.
This continuing learning when you don't have to is a good thing. Not a yes. Bad thing.
He's not questioning it. So
my friend Jesse told me, he has like 4 kids or something. He said, my kids love to read. And mm-hmm. He said, the trick is you tell them you're going to bed at 8 or whatever time. If you want to stay up 30 minutes longer, you can. But you have to read a book for those 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll
be
so excited to be able to stay up longer that they'll want to read.
Yeah.
He said, it takes a little bit to get them into it. But once they do, he said, my kids can't put books down.
Nice.
Like I have to be like, all right, you're done reading. You got to go to sleep now.
Oh, I love that.
Like over watching TV and playing games and stuff. He goes, they like to do that, but they love to read.
Ooh, so, I'm going to try that tonight.
Yeah.
I'm going to try that since they don't have to get up early.
You got to go to bed at, 8 o'clock, but I'll let you stay up an extra 30 minutes, but you got to read.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
That'll work for one of them because the other one can't read.
Yeah, the other one can't read. So.
Yeah.
So, Jackson's the one that can read. Drew's the one that can't.
That's not true.
I'm kidding.
Okay.
Jackson's only, 4?
I wouldn't be surprised if you still don't know my kids.
No, I don't.
Jackson's 4.
Jackson's my best buddy. Comes up and gives me a hug. And
yeah, he's another. All right, Dirty on the 30 brought to you by the Grease Pig. This is just ridiculous. So Vanessa Bryant, who of course lost Kobe Bryant, her husband, back in February, is now being sued by her own mother. Her mom is claiming that Kobe promised to take care of her for the rest of her life, basically financially. And now Vanessa is not following through with that. This sounds ugly, messy. It sounds like the right legal documents were not in place. Maybe it's hearsay. Who knows? But there's a 48-page lawsuit in place that says that she was basically a nanny and, kind of a housekeeper in a way, too, for a long time and never got compensated for it. But Kobe promised to take care of her. So,
but you know what? Yeah. He promised me, too. So
me, too. Right. Right. Exactly. I got to think you said it, too. They obviously don't have a good relationship. And, somewhere the relationship went sour. If she was already helping them as like babysitter or nanny, at one point they were okay, but something right. Must have happened to drive a wedge to them because a lawsuit, that's crazy. And then to have just lost your husband and now dealing with this from your own mom is kind of,
not cool.
Don't know the details.
Cool.
We don't know. Maybe right. There was something in place and Vanessa now has changed her mind. I don't know, but just a shame that she has to go through that at all. Luke Skywalker series is in development with Disney Plus. Not a lot of details about it yet, but Star Wars is just kind of different directions. They're spinning off all kinds of stuff, doing well for themselves. Are you going to watch it?
Yeah, of course. I was never into Star Wars, but I do love the Mandalorian. So good, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The live-action remake of The Little Mermaid cast being announced. A few big names in there. Melissa McCarthy will be Ursula, and Javier Bardem will be King Triton. He's married to, what is her name? I can see her. You know her.
Let me look it up. Javier Bardem.
The girl in Below.
Is married to Penelope Cruz.
That's it. Yes. Yep. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Super cute. Wonder Woman 1984, which apparently not a great movie, is what Brock is hearing.
That's what
but
I heard, yeah.
It'll be out in theaters on Christmas Day and streaming on HBO Max for, I don't think, any extra fee. So
well, good.
Yeah. I've heard so many people, unfortunately, saying how it's just going to be their family. No grandparents, no parents, nothing. Just their family celebrating together at home. So that might actually work out well. And this is really sad. All of this week, Alex Trebek's best shows are airing from Jeopardy. And then starting January 4th will be his final week of shows. They were going to air his final episode on Christmas Day, but I think they've just decided to make it a bigger celebration. So giving us those best episodes, which I kind of want to see that. Yeah. I'm not sure what would make a best show for him, but
I feel like I need to watch this, even though I never watched it to begin with. I do not like Jeopardy.
I know. Same here. Like, I feel like I need to.
I don't care about Jeopardy. Never watched it to begin with, but yeah. I like him.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing they're showing some of the bigger... did they ever do a Celebrity Jeopardy with him?
I don't know. On Saturday Night Live, they did.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
We'll probably see like his first episode, maybe some of the bigger guests. I don't know. But then his final episodes will start on January 4th. So get those tissues ready. And if you don't, then you are just made of stone. That's the Dirty on the 30. Brought to you by the Grease Pig.
I won't be crying, just so you know. I don't, because I had my tear ducts removed. So that's the only reason. more to come. It's Brock and Marcy, Star 101.5. It's Brock and Marcy in the morning, Star 101.5. That is it for the show. We've been asking you, trending thread, our last trending thread of the year. What are three things you don't want for Christmas? Brimley, what are three things you don't want for Christmas?
Toilet paper, medicine, and magazines.
You don't, why'd you say magazines? Because you heard somebody else say it?
No, and I don't want, I don't know.
I don't know.
Of course I don't want medicine or toilet paper.
What kind of medicine are you talking about?
Like gross medicine. And I don't want office figurines.
I don't think those were going to be an option for you.
No, you're not going to get those. Don't worry about that.
I don't like them.
All right, looking online here. Thanks, everybody, for getting involved on our trending thread. Regina says, COVID, debt, and more wrinkles. If you want to take care of those wrinkles, go see... Dr. Gentry, a rejuvenated med spa. So, thanks everybody, and continue to follow us on social for all the latest fun stuff over the holiday season. All right, thanks, Brimley.
You're welcome.
Now, go get your markers
or
whatever.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, Brimster.
See you next year.
All right. Marcy, what do you got going on today?
I've got wrapping to do. That's pretty much it. I finished my shopping. Thank goodness. I gotta go wrap. And the reason that's important is because I have only certain times when I can do it that there aren't children running around.
Right.
That can accidentally sneak up. So I gotta wrap what we got them, and then Santa will bring his on Christmas.
Okay. I think I'm gonna go see my chiropractor. I gotta get my neck popped.
Dr.
My neck
Ty.
My neck has been weird. I don't know what the deal is.
Sleeping wrong?
Maybe. I don't know. Brimley's been sleeping next to me. We've been falling asleep watching Christmas movies the last three nights. And
oh, wow.
I'm like, have to push her off me. And she's gritting her teeth and grinding her teeth.
Oh,
like,
oh, nice. My God.
I grab her by the face and try to pull her mouth open so she can't do that. Like, All right, everybody. We will be back next week for an abbreviated show, all the abbreviated shows. But have a Merry Christmas, a Happy Holidays. Thanks once again for joining us. And, you know, if you have anything happy happen to you over the holidays, send us a message. Send us a note so we can talk about it and celebrate with you. You know?
We'll be posting on social to let you know what we're doing, because I've got my in-laws coming in town today. So I'll be spending time with them, of course, with the kids. We'll probably go see some lights. We're going to go to the North Forest lights.
What? That's right by my house. You got to stop by.
On Saturday.
You got to stop by.
We'll see. We're doing dinner beforehand.
You got to stop by.
Oh, and
I've
by the way.
I've never met your in-laws.
Yes, you have.
No,
that's how memorable it was.
Oh,
you
wait, your mom. I've never met the...
My mother-in-law.
The dad.
Yes.
I had lunch with
her,
but
you
I've
had
never
a whole
met
lunch.
The dad.
Okay.
We ate at Sharky's, I remember.
Uh-huh. Ann and Bruce, and I think you brought your date Dustin with you.
I did. Dustin, yeah. Videographer Dustin.
Yeah, so that was a lot of fun. But I was going to mention holidays again to anybody out there. I went last year. They've moved it. It's now right there part of Walton Arts Center, and it looks so awesome. So if you have anybody in town of drinking age, go and check it out. You didn't go last year, right?
Right.
It's like a big, and I mean this in a good way, holiday mess in Winter Wonderland. And they have these little igloo-looking things set up, too. Yeah, so you definitely got to go down there. It's right on Dixon. So, something to do.
Okay.
That's it. Happy holidays.
Oh, yes. Have a happy holidays. You got to come see me on Saturday.
We might. Let's see if we can work it out.
I live right down the street from the Forest Lights. I'm going to just go to the North Forest Lights and freak you guys out.
You would. Just go stand there in either your elf costume or your Rudolph costume and wait for us, tapping your toe.
Hey, follow us on social because we're going to be posting a lot of holiday stuff. So check out our story. And if you know anybody, 'tis the season to get engaged. Anybody getting engaged over the holidays. As soon as you get engaged, hit up DJBrockEntertainment.com for all your entertainment needs.
That's right.
If you want to hire a DJ as soon as possible before they all get booked up. And Brock Entertainment books up fast. That's been this show has been brought to you by Brock Entertainment. Ashton is still not here with my coffee.
Oh, no.
I think it's over.
No engagement here, then.
Looking at my clock, I asked for this coffee an hour ago.
Uh-huh. I think she works. She has a job,
She's getting to talking to. I'm just kidding. She's awesome. Merry Christmas, everybody. We love you. Merry Christmas, Marcy.
Merry Christmas. And, I'll be seeing you.
Yeah, let's sing us out. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
New Year.
Yeah. Have a good one. Hey, it's Brock and Marcy in the morning. Thanks so much for listening to the Brock and Marcy Replay Podcast.
Make sure to listen to Brock and Marcy every weekday morning from 6 to 10 on Star 101.5, or you can find us on the TuneIn app.